I'm Floyd Hall, and this is a Wonder Root programming podcast. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Matt Rosenfeld, Wonder Root's program manager for Artists Helping Artists, the Wonder Root Gallery, the Wonder Root CSA, and youth programs. Matt, how's it going?
Good. How are you, Floyd?
I am doing well. It's always a pleasure to spend some time with you talking about what's going on in your world. So let's start with the Wonder Root CSA. Where are we in the history, if you will, of the Wonder Root CSA, as well as looking forward?
So we're in our sixth season of the CSA program. We have six amazing artists this season. Vision Kashik, Addison Adams, Sara Santamaria, Santiago Paramo, Shaniqua Gay, and Pastiche Lumumba. This season is particularly unique as we are partnering with the Atlanta Volunteer Lawyers Foundation. For those of you that don't know, AVLF provides legal services to low-income Atlantans, and their mission was, in a sense, integral to the works that the artists were making this season. So a lot of artists were responding to AVLF's commitment to civil rights, equity, the building of healthy communities, volunteerism. So you see kind of more of a social justice approach. A lot of the artists are dealing with police brutality, surveillance, justice, and I think the work is super, super interesting. It's been a really dynamic season. So we have our final pickup party for season six. It's going to take place next Thursday, the 20th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at Mocha GA. It will be featuring Sara Santamaria and Addison Adams. I've already seen some of Sara's work. It looks super incredible. The event's also going to take place in conjunction with the 2014-2015 Walthall exhibition. So I encourage folks to come out. It's a great opportunity to, A, support the CSA program, and B, check out all of the awesome work that the Walthall Fellows have created.
Matt, you mentioned the partnership with AVLF. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about opportunities for partnerships going forward for the CSA?
Yeah. So we are super interested once every year doing a partnership in conjunction with the CSA season. And that partnership, we hope, will inform the work that gets created. So with AVLF, we reached out to them. We were super inspired by their mission and thought that they could sort of contribute conceptually to the growth of the program and to the works that the artists create. So if you're an organization and you're interested in the work that Wonder Root's doing and you feel like there's some sort of mission alignment, I encourage you to reach out to me and we can talk about making something work.
All right. Now, excuse me, one of the things that I also noticed about the CSA is that the seasons have some slight, well, overlap, if you will, in terms of the process leading up to a season. So while we're still in season six, mm-hmm. we also have calls for submissions for season seven.
Yep.
Talk about that.
Yeah. So we have open submissions for season seven, and they're actually just about to close. So you have a few days left if you're a local artist and you want to apply to the program. Applications are due on August 16th. So we're looking for a variety of applicants. We don't necessarily have any media parameters, although things like performance can be difficult. But that being said, I like to keep it open-ended. In the past, we've seen artists that do printmaking, painting, mixed media collage, some text-based work. This season, we had music, which was super unique. We've never done that, and that worked out really well. If you're interested, I highly encourage you to apply. It's a great program.
And we encourage you to be creative and think broadly about that, because as you mentioned, Matt, I didn't know how the music portion was going to play out, but I think it came off really, really well.
Yeah, I agree.
So moving on to a very important program, our Artists Helping Artists programming. Mm-hmm. This is the opportunity that I like to say, you know, is kind of for artists by artists, because artists get a chance to take what they do maybe in the professional world and teach others. And I think that's a very fulfilling platform, if you will. So talk about what's happening with Artists Helping Artists right now.
Yeah. So our Artists Helping Artists program seems to be growing pretty dramatically, which is exciting for me. We have a couple classes. We had one that just happened, which was Introduction to Sewing, that was taught by Brianna Isbell. It was a one-day class. It was from 6:30 to 9 p.m. yesterday. We have Final Cut Pro Basics, which will be taught by Keisha Cranon. That class is a four-part class that will begin on August 22nd. It's an introductory level workshop, so we encourage participants to bring film that they've created, and Keisha will help them edit the film and teach them sort of basic editing techniques in our digital media lab. In addition to those two, we have Writing for Performance that is going to take place on October 26th. It's going to be an eight-part class and taught by Johnny Drago. And Johnny Drago actually has been teaching the class. It's still going on, but due to its popularity, we had discussed the possibility of doing it again in October, which we're super excited about. And that class was actually inspired by Johnny being a Loose Change writer in residence. And he and our Loose Change editor, Todd Edgerton, sat down and sort of fleshed out the eight-part workshop. So it's super exciting. Students have been really enthusiastic about it. And yeah.
Now, Matt, one of the things that I think is very important about Artists Helping Artists programming is that for the teachers, you can design a class pretty much how you want to. Mm-hmm. We have one-day workshops. We have four-part workshops. We have eight-part workshops. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of latitude to create a class curriculum that fits around, you know, going very deep into a certain topic or spreading it across a pretty wide spectrum.
Yeah. Yeah, and I love to see a variety. Like, for example, Introduction to Sewing was a one-part class, 3 hours, which to me is still substantive. But then something like Writing for Performance, which is 8 weeks, where students can really dig deep into the workshop and come out with student-generated work. For example, Writing for Performance, we're going to have a kind of closing of the class where students are going to do performances based on the work that they had done throughout the duration of the class. Yeah, so that being said, I'm open. We have a submission form for interested instructors. They can go to the Wonderroot website and then visit our Artists Helping Artists page and fill out the form. I look over it, and if I feel like it seems like something that our students and Wonderroot's audience would be interested in taking, I reach out and we make it happen.
Now, Matt, are there any criteria that you would want our listeners to know about when it comes to, I guess, developing a curriculum? Like, what should they have in place or at least be thinking about when it comes to presenting a class proposal to you?
Mm-hmm. I guess one thing they should know is we like to have sort of a broad spectrum of workshops. So introductory classes like Introduction to Ceramics, Recording Studio Basics, Introduction to Sewing, etc. But then apart from that, some more unique kind of content-driven workshops where, you know, they can really get creative with the kind of work that is going to be in it. So that being said, you know, people that have some teaching experience but maybe don't necessarily teach at the college level, it's a great opportunity to kind of expand your teaching portfolio, I would say.
All right. Well, let's move on to the gallery. Mm-hmm. What's new in the gallery? I think we have a new show coming up.
Yeah, we have an opening tonight, which is Friday, in collaboration with Parallel Georgia. Parallel Georgia is a new organization that provides exhibition opportunities to self-taught artists. So we have two amazing artists, legendary Grant Mullins and Greg Painter, that are featured in the gallery right now. That exhibition will go on for 6 weeks and close on September 25th. So I encourage people to come out tonight. And if you can't come out tonight, we have open gallery hours during our Community Art Center open hours, which is Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday and Saturday from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. So if you can't make it tonight, come check it out anyways and support.
Matt, I also know that the gallery has an ongoing call for submissions on a rolling basis for the gallery from solo artists. So talk about that and how artists should get involved and be in touch with you.
Yeah, for those of you that are interested, I encourage you to go to the Wonder Root website and visit the Wonder Root Gallery page. We have a submittable form there. If you are interested, please know that we have a opening in November. So for those of you that would want to seize that opportunity, I encourage you to visit the website as soon as possible and submit. And then we may have a couple openings in the spring as well. So it's a super exciting time. We're in the process of kind of revamping our gallery, and I'm looking to see some awesome projects happen in it over the next year.
All right. Now, what's going on with our youth programming? Talk about that.
Yeah, so we have a 6-part workshop that is coming up in September in conjunction with our Creative Explorations program that we have been doing in collaboration with Maynard Jackson High School. So the 6-part class in September is going to be taught by local artist Katie LaBelle and is called Immaterial Collaging. It will equip Maynard Jackson students with basic Photoshop skills and darkroom skills at the same time. Katie and I have kind of been fleshing it out for the past couple months, and I'm super excited about it. Basically, the students are going to, for the first 3 parts of the class, come into the Wonder Root Digital Media Lab and do some digital collaging in Photoshop. Katie is going to equip them with basic Photoshop skills. And from there, they will convert their digital collages into digital negatives that can then be layered onto photosensitive paper with objects to create unique cyanotypes. They're going to be doing some T-toning, things like that. So interspersed, they'll be learning digital techniques, but also learning about the history of image making.
Now, Matt, for our listeners out there who may not be that familiar with Creative Explorations, talk about the structure of that program. And I know this is maybe the second workshop that we've done for this. So talk about what the intent is with Creative Explorations.
So Creative Explorations is a skill-building program that is meant to supplement high school students' arts programming. We've been working pretty closely with Maynard Jackson for the first 2 classes. And apart from that, are going to have 2 additional ones in the fall and then another one in the spring. So there'll be things like bookbinding, animation. The first one that we did was Introduction to Photography, where they could kind of get their hands on darkroom equipment. And so it's really to just kind of expand their knowledge base and teach them exciting new skills and get them thinking and playing.
Now, Matt, these sound like very interesting and exciting classes. For someone like myself who hears all of the great things that they'll be learning, I'm thinking to myself, how could we get some of those classes or some of those skill-building opportunities over to adults or the rest of us who are just curious about it and would love to learn more?
Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping, something like the immaterial collaging class that I mentioned earlier.
Sounds great.
Yeah, to me would make complete sense as an artist helping artist workshop.
Yeah.
So because our classes are generated from people that submit, I encourage you, if you're interested in kind of alternative processes, things that are maybe a bit more playful, to apply to teach a class, because it really...
I think those are often the more popular classes also.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And, the thing that is really nice about them is that they're immaterial collaging, it is equipping students with basic skills. So in some sense, it's an introductory level course, but at the same time, it allows for a certain level of freedom. So students can really take ownership over the way that they learn and the direction that they pursue projects.
Now, Matt, we've talked about a lot of things here. For our listeners out there who would love to be in contact with you and to learn more, how should they do that?
they can reach out to me. My email is matthew@wonderroot.org. And, you know, for those of you that are interested in teaching classes, I encourage you to go to the Artists Helping Artists webpage. And as I mentioned previously, if you want to apply for a solo show or you have a curatorial project you're interested in doing at Wonderroot, go to our gallery webpage. We can try to make something happen.
All right. Matthew Rosenfeld, Wonderroot's program manager. Matt, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Floyd.